We are here today with Bernie Cooley, who is celebrating a special birthday. Now, Bernie, you've been around since 1924, is that right?
That's right.
And you have served many roles in the county?
Yes.
And can you tell us about some of those roles?
Well, I guess probably my first one that I was involved with, I volunteered to join the Ambulance Association and serve on the ambulance, and I served there for 28 years. But it was something I loved to do, and we got paid a small amount, but it was not anything you'd want to do for a living. You had to have a job. And I was fortunate enough to work for a company that allowed me to do that along with my job at the company. I worked at Foremost Farms for 42 years as a cheesemaker, and then I moved to the maintenance department and worked there for a number of years. But anyway, and as far as the working for the county, I was asked to be to help the coroner with his job, to be a coroner. Well, did I have any training for that? No. And so I did take the job of being a coroner with the coroner that was elected that year. And the following year, Dr. Smith ran for coroner, and he came and asked me to be his helper. So he had only been in office for a few weeks when he was notified he was going to be, he was accepted into a school and would be leaving the county. So he said, would you accept the job if we recommended you the governor would have to appoint? And I said, I don't know that I have training for it, but all of it I've learned in the last couple of years, I think I can handle that. And so then I took the job that the governor appointed me to fill the vacancy, and I did that. And then I decided, well, I guess I'll run for the job. And so every 2 years that came up to be voted on. And I decided I'd do that. Well, I guess I got well known in the county because I traveled throughout the county a lot with the ambulance service. And then in addition to this, in working with Southwest Tech, I was asked if I might be interested in teaching classes for them. I said, what kind of a degree do you need for that? You don't need a degree to teach for Southwest Tech. You need experience, and we think you have it. So for 25 years, I taught classes for Southwest Tech. I'm still amazed that the company I work for allowed me time to do these other things. When I went to the company originally, I asked what their feeling was about me joining the ambulance service. And they told me they'd love to have a trained person on their staff. So they allowed me to do that, and I could make calls during working hours if I made the time up in the same day that I lost it, which I agreed to. And so this went on till I was 20 years in the coroner's office and decided, well, I think this is enough. And it was enough. I pretty much decided it's time for me to do something else. I had so many jobs because I loved working on my hands. And I had the first cheese-making license at the plant I worked for. And I had to write an exam with the state, and I passed that. And so that's, I guess you might say I might have been grandfathered in. I don't know, but I got the first cheese-making license there. Then they went to bulk milk, and I got the first license to drive a bulk milk truck in the county. I had so many jobs. I worked for insurance company repairing farm buildings and roofing and all of those things. I don't know why my wife put up with it, but after I had been on ambulance for about 10 years, my wife comes and said, "I'm joining the ambulance service." "You are?" "Yeah, I just wonder where you go every night." And she did that. And she served for 10 years, although she was a primary school teacher, and it didn't work well with staying up through the night and teaching during the day. So she worked 10 years, and then she decided that she ought to retire from that. You
know. Now, Bernie, when you went on the ambulance, it was like in its infancy, wasn't it? It was kind of just beginning?
I was not the first class of ambulance here. I was the second class. They did not have an ambulance yet when I joined. They had a station wagon that belonged to the VFW, and we used that the first year or two. Then they got into ambulances and eventually had three ambulances and a multitude of workers. It was a time we learned a lot from both of those jobs, the coroners and ambulance. I met so many people in a different way. It was a stressful time in their lives a lot of times, and we got to know them well. One of them is over here that I had. It was called to her home for her husband's death in a car accident. And I went back the following day to help her with things because she wasn't from this area. She's still my friend today. She come to see me today. I was happy about that. What else did I do in my life? Well, I've always worked. My mother wanted me definitely to go to college. I was not a good scholar. I did not apply myself to school. And I really never did until I started taking classes at Southwest Tech. And I was into something I had an interest in, and I found out, I guess I can get through school. Anyway, we had a very enjoyable lifetime. I met so many people in my life, and so many of them remain friends, many of them are gone. I guess you might suspect that. They asked me, how do you act when you're 101 years old? I don't know, I've never been this old before. But That's the best we can do for that one.
Do you have advice for any of us to live for a long life?
Keep working. Keep yourself busy. You don't have to have a job, but you have to have an interest in something and do it well. And I think that's one of the secrets. The other one is take all the pills they give you. I suspect I'm living on pills. So anyway, I don't know what else I could do. I worked with so many nice people, and I think volunteering is a great way to spend your spare time. And you'll enjoy it, and the people you work with are going to enjoy it. So give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Bernie.
And thank you so much, Joanne. I'm glad to at least see you.